Amen. All right, our reading will be taken from Genesis chapter number 1, starting at verse number 26. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "Then God said, 'Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.' So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.' God said, 'See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food.' And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning the sixth day." Amen.
Amen.
All right, I want you to put your device down. Now, I don't want you to grab your neighbor by the hand, but I want you to look at your neighbor with confidence, like, I'm about to tell you something. You know how you look at folk when you're about to tell them something? That's right. Look at them like you're about to tell them something. And say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
I am
very good.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
I am
very good."
Amen. You may be seated. All right, we have entitled our message this morning, "I Am Very Good." Oh. Look at your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, don't get lost right now." One of the things that all of us at some point in our lives have dealt with, some of us are still dealing with it now, it's called self-esteem. There's something about us that we don't like. We ain't tall enough. We ain't light enough. We ain't dark enough. We ain't thin enough.
Come on now.
We're too heavy. Hair. I didn't say that, he did. Hair ain't the way we wanted it. We wish we had that good straight hair, but we don't have it. Would love to have blue eyes, but ours is brown.
Wrong congregation.
You know, I got to mess with y'all. We got to have some fun with this too. Because y'all was about to get a little too serious. Y'all was about to get a little too serious. Y'all was about to get a little too serious. But this is serious, but I just, you know, every now and then, you know, I got to break it up. There's a job I wanted, but I ain't get. There's a car I wanted to be driving, but I ain't. Place I wanted to live, but I ain't there. Wanted my kids to be like other folk kids, but they ain't. You see, these are things that some of us have dealt with and have faced. When we view ourselves from the perspective of what am I missing? Rather than viewing ourselves as what do I have? And you know how this is true? Because you always hear terms about Reverend Rhodes, what's trending? What are the new trending outfits? What is the new trending hairstyles? What's the new trending whatever? And then there are some trends we just haven't been able to shake. Over 20 years ago, you started seeing some rappers walking with the pants sagging. And we thought it was just 20 years later. Those same 16-year-olds and 30-year-olds, now 50-year-olds, are still walking around. Or we try to be like other folks. You got folk who are still trying to be Elvis Presley. You still got folk who are imitating Michael Jackson. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about. We got folk who aren't satisfied with who they are, so they want to be somebody else. How are we viewing ourselves? You know, it's one thing to be in the world and have that view. But once we come to Jesus, Deacon Jones, something should change. And in some cases, it does. I wish I could pray like you. I wish I could be a servant like you. Wish I was able to sit up in the pulpit and preach like you. Be in the choir and sing like you. We view ourselves as far as what we're missing rather than what we. And as long as we focus on what we think we don't have, we're never satisfied with who we are and what we are doing. I just thank God that we don't have folk in our church. I'm praying for y'all. Who don't get caught up in what others are doing. And just viewing what others are doing and viewing themselves as not being as adequate as somebody else. The one thing I want us to gain from Genesis chapter number 1 from verse 26 through 31. I want you to know who you are. Because truth be told, you've got value. Because when we look at chapter 1 verse 26, it tells us there in verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us." And I got to stop right there. It says, let us, which means as God is talking, but he's talking and including somebody else. And what we can say, and I believe that who he's talking to is saying he's talking to the Son, which means Jesus was there with him in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, when God says let us, he's talking to the Word who was made flesh, who is his Son, who was there with him at the beginning of time, letting us know that God saw something. Let me give you this illustration and then we're going to break this whole thing down. What you know, Deacon Booth, when you have that family dinner and you tell folk we're going to eat on Sunday at 4 o'clock and all you tell them is to bring an appetite. Now you go out and you buy whatever you're going to cook and clean it up and cook it up, bake it up, fry it up and do whatever you need to do with it. And you have done everything that was necessary. You set the table And then all them folk got to do is ring the doorbell. You open the door, they come in, they sit down, and they feast upon everything that is there because everything was prepared for them before they got there. Yeah. I want you to know that when you look here at verse 26 through 31, God had prepared everything for us before he created us. Yeah. Everything we needed was here on this earth before he created humankind. Do you see it? Yeah. And one of the things is this, when he says, let us make humankind in our image and our likeness, which means this. You know how when you go to family reunion, Sister White, and you look at some of your cousins and you look at them and say, you look just like your daddy spit you out. Because what we're saying is that you look like your daddy. So every time you see them, you're reminded that they look like that family member because they even walk like their family member. They talk like their family member. Guess what? Their DNA came from that family member. But don't you know all of us in here have a similar DNA? Because all of us are created in the image of God. So when I look at you, you know who I ought to see? God. When you look at me, who should you see? God. Why? Because we're all created in the image. So since we're all created in the image of God, I can look at you and say, you got your daddy's eyes. Because who's the one that gave you your eyes? Oh, you're working with me now. So when we talk about the image of God, that when we look at one another, we ought to be able to see, this is God. This is what God created, which is similar to his image. And that's called us. And since he created us in his image, he created us with his likeness, which means that we ought to live like God wants us to live, which means that we ain't hating on one another. We ain't stabbing one another in the back. We ain't talking about one another behind their back. We ain't trying to push somebody down to lift ourselves up. When we see somebody going through a hard time, we don't just whisper and want to talk about them. Because if we take on the likeness of God, we are doing what we can to help one another. We have compassion. We encourage. And most of all, we love. Why? Because we created in the image of God and we are in his likeness. Don't you know if this world, better yet, let's start at the church. If the church takes on the principle of understanding who we are and who created us, there'd be less problems in the church. Because we would look at one another and know that God created you. So that I can see the essence of who God is because he's the one that he created you. You see, and when we're able to see the God in one another, and able to see the likeness of God in how we live, I want you to understand the church would be a whole better place than what it is right now. A whole lot better than what it is right now. Because I want you to know that some folk run from the church because when they come running to the church, they find out that the same stuff that's happening in the world is the same thing that's happening in the... But I want you to understand that we are imperfect people. Yes, we still struggle. Yes, we still make some mistakes. But we realize that we are in the image of God and that God wants us to be in his likeness. So we are striving each and every day to be a little better than what I was on yesterday. Because I know my daddy has blessed me. I know my daddy brought me a long way. I know my daddy turned my life around. I know my daddy has healed and delivered me. I know my daddy is with me every step of the way. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Anybody know how their daddy has blessed him? Anybody know how your heavenly daddy has brought you a mighty long way? Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Amen. So since we are created in the image of God and we are in his likeness, what God is letting us know is that we have value. Yes. Don't you know the table had been set? Everything we needed is on it. And then God created us and said, be fruitful and multiply. And then on top of that, what God says is this. God created everything. And the last thing he created was us. The first shall be last and the last shall be. So we were the last thing God created, but God put us first. You know why? Because God told us we had dominion over everything on this earth. Everything in the water, everything in the air, and everything on the earth, we have dominion over, which means that we have the authority to be good landlords with what God has blessed us with. We don't abuse it. We don't treat it like it's nothing. We don't throw it away, because God has given us dominion over everything here on this earth. And if I ask the question, what kind of job we doing, what kind of grade would God give us? Would God fire us as his landlords? When we look at the global warming that's going on, when we look at the person up in that house, which is now a White House again, that individual had the audacity to save folk from Africa and other places, come from some kind of hole. And if you listen to that or believe any of that, then you allow yourself to be devalued by what somebody else say you are. But I know who I am. I know who is blessing me. I know who woke me up. I know who provides for me. I know who sustains me. I know who maintains me. I know who makes a way out of no way for me. And I don't care what you try to call folk who come from the same culture as myself or the same ethnic group I'm from, I will not let you devalue me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am somebody. We have value. I don't care what folks say up in the White House or whatever house, Congress and the Senate. All right, let me come on back. I was about to get off track. I got to come back. Come back. Stay focused. Stay focused, bro. Stay focused. You see, when we know we have dominion, authority, and that God created us in his image, with his likeness, to be good landlords of what he has given us. And not just landlords over what he has given us, but learn how to work together as brothers and sisters in God. All of us are related. I don't care if you came from another country, because all of us came from somewhere else. But we're all here right now, and we are all brothers and sisters, because we're all God's children. And since we're all God's children, God doesn't just want us to be able to have authority over the stuff he's given us. He wants us to learn how to work and move forward together. We all come from various walks of life, but God wants us to move forward how? Together. And when we understand that we can move forward together, I want you to know that's when God blesses us even more. Because we understand the authority that we have. We understand that in being God's likeness, we got to learn how to work with one another. Because we're all in this, what? Together. And since we're in this together, we got to learn how to love each other. When we see somebody going through a hard time, you ain't got to always know all the details, but just say, I'm praying with you. What can I do to help you? Because we are in this, what? You see, all some folk need is an encouraging word sometimes. Sometimes folk need a little bit more. Maybe you can't give it, but we thank God that we have a church that can assist in some ways. We can't do it all now, but we can do some things. But what we recognize is that we have a responsibility, because God has blessed us. And since God has blessed us, we got to be a blessing to somebody else. And since we're going to be a blessing to somebody else, we know that we want to make a difference in somebody else's life. Why? Because we see that they have value. Just like we have value. Amen. But there's something else that gets me excited about this scripture. Can I show you what really gets me excited, Sister Archer? When you get to verse number 31, I want you to know that there is a word that is in 31 that is repeated on the other 5 days as God was creating the earth. Mm-hmm. The word that God used after he created everything, God said that it was good. And even on the sixth day, after God had created the animals, you'll see it in verses 22 to 25 in that area. But at the end of verse number 25, it says that God saw that what he had created, that it was good. But you see, in every scenario, God says that it was good. But when you get to the sixth day, and the last thing that God created was us. And when God created us, he didn't just say that it was good. God said, and let me go on and read it because you don't believe me. Let me go on and read it. On verse 31, it says, God saw everything that he had made. And indeed, it was very good. Oh, I got to stop right there. Do you see that, my brothers and sisters? That's where we got the sermon heading from. I want you to understand that God, when God created us, what God said is that we were very good. Since God says that we were very good, I can look at myself in the mirror and say that I am very good, because I didn't create myself. I didn't get to where I am, but still God said that I am very good. Well, wait a minute. Hold on, Pastor. Some folks say, I ain't always done right in my life. I made some mistakes. I have tripped. I've fallen. I've scraped the elbow. I've scraped a knee. Might even broke a bone here or there. I've done some stuff that I'm ashamed of. So how in the world can I still say that I am very good? Can I give you an illustration to help you understand that a little bit better? Now, David, if I had a $100 bill and I said, I'm going to give it to you, would you take it?
Yes, sir.
But if I took that same $100 bill and I crumbled it up in my hand, would you still take it?
Yes, sir.
What if I took that same $100 bill, crumbled it in my hand, stepped on it, moved my foot back and forth on it, would you still take it?
Yes.
But what if I took that same $100 bill that I crumbled, swiped under my foot, threw it out and threw it out in a puddle of muddy water outside, and then would you still take it? Yeah. So what I'm saying, what I'm saying to you, is no matter what you do to that $100 bill, no matter how crippled or how dirty that bill get, it is still has the value of being. I want you to understand that God's view of you has not changed. Some folk think because you done been in muddy the waters,
yeah,
because you've made some mistakes,
yeah,
some folk think that you have been devalued,
yeah,
but I'm here to tell you, no, you haven't.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to know why I know that that ain't true? You see, because if God wanted to devalue us, he never would have sent Jesus. God knew that we thought we had been devalued because sin had been kicking our butt. Oh, do I got a witness in here? Sin had been kicking our butt, beating us down. We was toe up from the flow up. And since we were so messed up, the Father said to the Son, go on down there and let them know.
Amen.
The view that they have of themselves have changed.
Thank you, Lord.
They think that they no longer are very good.
Mm-hmm.
But Son, I need you to go on down there.
Yeah.
Step through those 42 generations.
Amen.
Go on and take upon that flesh. Walk like them. Talk like them.
Yeah.
Show them they can still get right and be right.
Amen.
And then at the end, stretch your arms wide. Go to the cross. And all those sins, and that sin that's been kicking their butt, is going to get nailed to the cross with you. Which means that that which they thought had devalued them hasn't changed. They still have value. And on top of that, son, you're going to redeem them. And where they thought they was too dirty to ever get clean, when that blood that comes out of your body touches them, they're going to be clean and made whiter than snow. And then when they think they no longer have the victory, when they see you take your last breath, they might think it's over. But I'm going to let them know it ain't over, because early on Sunday morning, you're going to get up with all power in your hands to let them know that death, hell, and the grave couldn't keep you. And now that you are alive, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, which is letting us know, I don't care how dirty you made yourself, the Son is going to clean you up When you put your trust in him, and once the Son cleans you up, you can look in that mirror and say, I am very good. Because it don't matter what you how you view me. I know God's view of me has not changed, Brother Red. I am very good. Because God said what I am, and that's what I'm going to be. So, Pat, I don't care how they talk about you. I know that I am. That's what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters. I know you made some mistakes. I know you fell short. But you got to remind yourself that I am. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? You're more important to God than a $100 bill. I don't care what condition you find that $100 bill. That $100 bill could have some boo-boo on top of it. You put a glove on it, put on. Put it on the holes on the outside. Might even pour some pine salt over it. But you ain't going to throw that $100 bill away. Am I lying?
No, sir.
Now, if it's a dollar, I might. Five, probably. Ten, eh. 50, I'm grabbing. Are you working? Sister Rose said, I don't know you're talking about 10. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
You got more value than that stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
So what am I telling you? I don't care who has said anything about you.
Come on now.
I don't care how folk know all about the stuff you've done. I don't care if you think that you're not worthy to sing in the choir because folk know about how your life used to be. I don't care how you're able to come to church, but you want to come and hide in the back because you're afraid if so many folks see you, they're going to start whispering about what you used to be. But I want you to understand something. We come to church not to inspect folk. We come to church to get inspired by God. And since we're here to be inspired by God, I ain't coming here trying to inspect your wrong because I don't want you to inspect my wrong because guess what? All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care what we think is all of our righteousness is like filthy rags in the presence of God. We are where we are and able to do what we're able to do all because of God's grace and mercy. I am who I am because God made me this way. And God told me, Deacon Booth, that I am very good. Now I'm saying this to you to get you to understand. You have value. And God's value on you has not changed.
Thank you, Lord.
If God said you was worth all that in the beginning and called you very good, no matter what you have been through in your life, God is still saying to you, you are.
Very good.
And since God says you are very good, you got to remind yourself, Tiffany, and you might every now and then got to hug yourself and say that I am. Carolyn, I know they might talk about this and talk about that, but you say that's all right because I know that I am.
Very good.
You see, my brothers and my sisters, Sister Betty, they might say this or that about you, but I'm going to still say that I am.
Very good.
There you go. I'm sorry. My peripheral vision was off on that because y'all both had your hair up. That's what threw me off. But you're understanding what I'm saying to you today? I want you never to look at yourself as though God in some way has devalued you. That's a lie that came straight from hell. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are somebody. You have a God who has been there with you through thick and through thin. He ain't never turned his back on you. He's been there right there with you from the beginning, and he's with you right now. Even when you were in the valley going through this and that, he was there. No matter what was going on, he was there. But look where you are right now, he's still there with you. Why? Because God looked at you and said that you are. You are very good. And that's why you got to remind yourself and say that I am.
Very good.
I ain't perfect. But I'm still very good. I got some struggles. But I'm still very good. All the enemy wants you to do is to try to change your view of you. He wants you to think about how you view yourself rather than how God views you. You weren't made in the image of nobody but God. So who do you want to be like? God. We ain't going to ever be a God, but we want to be in the likeness of the God who is our creator. And who has put us here on this earth, has given us the authority. And we need to be the best that we can be, because the Lord is blessing us. The Lord is with us. The Lord never left us. The Lord pulled us from nothing and made something from us. The Lord continues to give, guide and direct us each and every day of our lives. And if it had not been for the Lord, none of us would be where we are right now. Do I got a witness in God's house who recognize it's God's grace and mercy that has brought you this far? God's grace and mercy that's taken you all the way. Anybody want to take a moment out and give God some praise? God deserves our praise. He's been good to us. I am very good because God created me to be very good. Somebody ought to thank him. Somebody ought to praise him. We serve a mighty good God, and I know that I am very good.